This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Man, you're right, Seth. I'm watching the replay of the Astros game on the TV in our studio here. And there's no audio on or anything. It's just watching the Dodgers, seeing their fans in the stadium triggers you a little bit. And the fact that they, on the national broadcast on Saturday, they're getting treated like some like little engine that could. You know, look at these plucky old Dodgers. I mean, they've had a lot of injuries, no question about that. They also have an $8 billion payroll. Like, I'm supposed to sit here.
They spend $120 million more than the Astros on their baseball team. And like, oh, no, yeah. Oh, but Glasnow, yeah, he's not playing because he's always injured.
Right.
Like, what do you spend a bunch of money on dudes that are injury prone? Sure.
Yeah.
And then meanwhile, the Astros, that they wouldn't shut up on that Fox broadcast about all of the Dodgers pitching injuries. And they finally mentioned it once in the fifth or sixth inning that the Astros had a lot of injured pitchers as well.
Like, just like a little drive-by mention of it? I didn't get to hear the broadcast.
Yeah. Oh, no, it was a theme of the broadcast. I usually try real hard not to be that guy that thinks that the national broadcasters hate my team. But, man, no, it was a sob fest for the bad luck of the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Very little acknowledgement of the fact that, oh, Zach Short is playing a pivotal role in this game.
In place of the guy who is a top five MVP candidate in the American League. It's not just it's not just you lost your shortstop and it's Zach Short now playing for you. It's you lost your best player. You lost your best player that's actually been playing. Your other best player has had a damn hand injury all year long. Like, your two best guys out swept.
Not to mention you're going to have, and then tomorrow, so on Saturday's Fox broadcast, they could have mentioned that, tomorrow the starting pitcher for the Astros is going to be a guy who had to follow his high school coach to community college because nobody wanted to give him a scholarship.
Right.
Yeah.
And again, who wasn't a starter for the Astros at the beginning of the year. Gusto was a long reliever coming out of spring training. So, all right, so the question is, when will the Astros next lose a series? They've not lost a series since the middle of May. They haven't.
13 straight without a loss.
That's what it is. Is that the number? Yeah. The last time they lost a series was that Tampa Bay series where I think they blew a ninth inning lead in that. I mean, they who knows if they had won that one, how far back the streak would go.
So they've won or tied 13 straight, and they've won 11 of those 13.
Yeah, that's right.
It's been a pretty good stretch.
That's right. Non-loss series. I should say that. That's a good distinction. They split a couple four-gamers along the way.
Yeah.
Yep. So when will they lose their next series?
Okay, so the Guardians have lost how many straight now?
10.
10 straight.
10 straight.
I'm watching this Astros team. Very disappointing weekend for me because it was it started off with them losing to the Rockies. Couldn't get over that.
Yep.
So the Rockies are the team that's closest to them. So it's like obviously they can lose. And, but to lose the entire series, they didn't lose the series to the Rockies.
Yeah.
It's not going to be Cleveland. They'll win this series.
They'll win, and you just got to win two. You know, you lose. You got a mulligan in there. You can lose a game. You know,
Texas divisional opponent. Coming up on the All-Star break, I get a little bit nervous.
These are both at home. That. Cleveland is here and Texas is here. We should point that out because the Astros have been excellent at home this year. They've been really, really good at Daikin Park. They've really taken to the new name of the stadium very, very well this year, Seth.
Yeah, I had no idea how much the Minute Maid Corporation was holding them back.
Yeah, man. Yeah. It's it's very tasty juice, but yeah.
Astros are 32-14 at home. That's the best record in the AL at home right now.
Yeah, I'll tell you, the one that makes me nervous, because I think they're going to win this series. I think they're going to win the Texas series. This is without looking at any pitching matchups or anything. That series coming out of the break, because they after the Texas series, they're off for, 5 days because of the All-Star game. That series coming out of the break against Seattle in Seattle, it's a road series. The last thing I want the Astros to get right now is 5 days off. You know, like I want them to a day off is fine. Get recalibrated and rested. They're red hot, and I'm assuming they're going to stay hot this week with my prediction here. The last thing I want is them taking 5 days off, and then your first thing is a trip out all the way out to the West Coast to Seattle. Seattle is going to come into that series kind of desperate as well. They're going to be a little like the Astros were chasing them in May and June of last year. Like this is one of Seattle's last chances at home, if not their last chance. I haven't looked at the schedule. They've played in Seattle once already this year. So this might be Seattle's last chance in Seattle to pick up significant ground on the Astros. That's the one that makes me nervous right there as far as we're looking when they're going to lose a series.
Yeah, the Mariners are similar in some regards to the Astros. They're right about the same offensively. They just but they've got good pitching. The Astros have better pitching.
Yeah.
So the weird thing about the Astros having this stretch is that if you win as many one-run games as they have, that you'd expect there to be some randomness in there, that at some point you're going to end up dropping a series or two when you're winning by close margins. And yet they haven't done that yet. The Mariners are probably the most likely candidate. Where if they're a solid baseball team, like you said, desperation mode.
Yeah, I think that's it. I think that's it for me.
And then hopefully, you know what? Maybe Yordan and Peña will both be working their way back into game speed.
That would be great. That would be fantastic. They play Arizona.
It'd be fantastic if they lost because Yordan and Peña weren't quite themselves.
No, it'd be fantastic if they both came back. I just want to get them both back.
Right, it'd be fantastic if they came back. Yeah. But if they lose because Peña and Yordan aren't quite back all the way yet,
I can live
then
with that.
That'll be easier to wash away because it's better for the long term. Yordan, I'll be nervous as hell, though. If Yordan comes back, I mean, there's not going to be any breaking in period where I'm like, well, you got to give him a week or something because he hasn't played well all season long.
Can you? I feel like every time I say this, I feel like you're not on the same wavelength as me on this. You know that I don't want Yordan to ever slide into a base, dive in the outfield.
Right.
I don't want him to do anything where he can suffer any sort of physical toll on his body. And for these many years, it's mostly been because of lower extremity injuries, you know, the two knees that he had surgery on. The hand injury, I guess, is sort of like he suffered that a few years ago, and now obviously it's back on the radar in a big, big way this season. And so that's only amped up my desire for Yordan to do one thing, and that's swing a bat and jog lightly around the bases. Even if the ball's in play, jog lightly around. Don't slide into any more bases. Are you with me on this now that we've added a hand injury, a significant hand injury to the whole melange here with Yordan?
I feel like yes, if it's a needless slide or something, it bothers
me. He slides needlessly sometimes.
Yeah, the needless slides is what he's got to watch out for.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
But I also don't want him going out there walking on eggshells, nervous about getting injured.
That's fair. Yeah, I just need him to. I don't need him to be a hustle guy all the time. That's all. And I don't need, and if he plays left field, I don't need him sliding around into walls or diving. And then like you dive and you roll over a hand or something. I don't need that. Yordan, just let it play on a bounce. That's
it. They have these series that they have up through the beginning of August. I mean, they got some real stinker opponents at times.
It's awesome.
The Guardians are just have been atrocious as of late.
Yeah.
But then it's pretty respectable in terms of facing 500 caliber teams, Texas, Seattle, Arizona.
Yep.
But then you get the A's. But then after the A's, don't relax. You got Washington who just fired their entire staff.
Yep.
Yeah. Hey, who knows? Maybe Washington gets some kind of a interim coach bump, you know?
Yeah, maybe.
You got the Marlins still coming up. The Yankees, they've been trash.
Yeah.
The Astros won't face the Yankees until they're out of whatever doldrums they're in right now.
Yeah, yeah, August. That's the second or third week of August up in New York. Yeah, they don't. The Red Sox and the Yankees, they haven't played either of them yet, and they play them both in August and September.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
So that'll be
fun. What does our friend Nick Turturro think about the Yankees?
Okay,
right
so
now?
this was on social yesterday. Nick Turturro, still an actor. What was Nick Turturro on? Was it Hill Street Blues? Is that what he was on back in the day?
I don't know. He's a brother of the superior actor.
Oh, that's yeah, John Turturro. Yeah, yeah, from Rounders. Nick Turturro, noted Yankee fan.
You people in your Rounders fascination.
That's what I know
Rounders.
Him from.
What's that?
That's what I know him from.
Yeah, I know. But man, people, gamblers are so into that movie. I just couldn't get into Rounders.
Really?
I never liked it. Yeah, yeah.
I like it. I haven't seen it. Now I'm going to go watch it.
I didn't even remember that he was in Rounders. That would have been the last movie I would have thought
of. He was
of.
Joey Kanish. Yeah.
Okay.
But Nick Turturro, his brother, is a noted Yankees fan. And apparently the Yankees, amidst what I believe was a 6-game losing streak, trotted a lineup out there yesterday against the Mets that Nick Turturro was not happy about.
This is an embarrassment beyond embarrassment. I have no issues losing to good teams like the Dodgers, the Blue Jays, the Mets. But when you lose like a gutless guy, I can't stomach it. I can't stomach it. I mean, we're wasting the best years of one of the greatest players on the planet, Aaron Judge. Then we got guys like Volpe throwing balls and hitting them in the face. Idiot! We got a manager who's the face of the GM. We all know that. There's no accountability. We were in first place, 7 games ahead. Now we're in third place, 3 games back. Can't win a game. Can't win a run. And then we're throwing in guys. I don't even know who they are. Get it together, man. This is really bad. You can't tell me. You can't write it and tell me this is acceptable. Because if George Steinbrenner was alive, forget it. Somewhere up there. Oh, God. Get it together, please.
All right, so the best part about that was several. He's like standing in a parking lot in between two cars. It's like it's like he's in the parking lot at Kroger and he just got done shopping and he decides to whip the phone.
He's an everyman.
Yeah.
He's just he was probably listening on the radio or something.
You know,
and had to get out after the
I gotta get this ice cream.
Can you imagine him walking through a grocery store listening to the game on his phone and just like throwing bags of chips across
yes,
the aisle?
I can
flipping out.
My two favorite parts of that rant. He says, we are wasting the prime year, I'm paraphrasing, but we are wasting the prime years, the window of one of the greatest Yankees of all time. I would point out to him, you know who is complicit in wasting that window?
Yeah.
Aaron Judge himself is complicit in that.
Aaron Judge sucks in the playoffs.
Right, because
okay?
I think what most Yankee fans would say is it only matters what you do in the playoffs.
Yeah.
It only matters, it's all about titles. Well, you know who's been just as bad as everybody else once it gets to be winning time? Aaron Judge, that's who. So blame him for wasting his own window, A. B, did you see the thing where he got hit in the face by that throw that Volpe had?
No, I didn't see it.
He was like trotting in from the outfield, and Volpe threw a ball, and it popped Aaron Judge right in the, knocked his glasses off his face.
I'll tell you what, in terms of regular season baseball, though, God.
Monster.
He's hitting right now, he's hitting 360 with a 1,200 OPS.
Yeah.
OPS plus up in the 200s somewhere.
Yeah.
But when you look at when you look at on Baseball Reference, the stats that are in bold are where you're a league leader.
Yeah.
He's a league leader in over half the stats right now in half
crazy.
The categories.
Oh,
it's
my God.
Nuts.
Yeah.
He's a league leader in WAR, runs, hits, RBIs, walks, batting average, on base percentage, OPS, OPS plus. It's absurd how good he is.
Yep. No doubt Hall of Famer, man, but he's got to get it done in October. But he's running away with the MVP of the American League. There's no question. Text message, don't forget, Astros always play down to bad teams, so the easy schedule isn't going to be a cakewalk. I don't feel
always.
This.
Always.
Yeah, I don't. Right. Always is the big word.
Always.
There. I don't feel that way about this version of the Astros right now. Everything's subject to change. There's still a ton of baseball left to be played, but I don't feel like this is an Astros team that's playing down to. I feel like they're playing way above their heads more than anything else.
Well, this is a team that doesn't. This is a team that's not. I don't think they have necessarily the ego of a team that feels like they're the great team.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because they have so many players who are still trying to prove themselves in Major League Baseball, who have been key contributors. Jake Myers. I don't think Jake Myers is a guy that has to guard against complacency at this point. You know, Zach Short certainly doesn't. Jeremy Pena when he comes back. Like, all of that. They haven't lost a series in 13 series.
Yeah.
So they played down to the Rockies for one game.
For one game.
But they win the series.
Right.
It's like, that's going to happen. That's baseball.
Yeah, no, playing down to the level of competition is what they did at the end of the 2023 season, where they should have clinched the division with like 2 weeks to go, and they let Kansas City and Oakland come in and do them for six games. You know, that's like baseball, it's going to happen one game here and there. If you're asking me what I think their record is going to be this week against the Guardians and the Rangers, I think they're going to be 4-2. I think they'll go, you know, if I had to guess, they'll go 2-1 in each of these series, if I had to guess.
They did split the series versus the A's. That'd be the most recent example, I would say, of, okay, what the hell are you doing messing around with the A's?
But again, you're right. Record-wise, they split. But if you look at that series, and it sounds like you got the schedule in front of you, the two wins for the Astros, they blew them out of the water, and the two wins for the A's were both, like, one-run games. Like, it was 2-2 against a team that's way below 500, but you could tell who the better team was in that series, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm not. I don't look at this version of the Astros the way I do. The way I do maybe some of the last couple of years where they play down to the level of the competition.
I mean, I'm just like the White Sox. That would be a team where did you play down to the White Sox? No, you won that series.
Yeah.
Like, so I don't have that same worry with this team.
No, I don't. Derwin is comparing Aaron Judge to the Baltimore Ravens. He's basically the Baltimore Ravens of baseball players. The Ravens haven't won a Super Bowl, but have they been bad in the postseason? Mark Andrews dropped a pass in the postseason game this year. They should have gone to a Super Bowl a couple of years ago.
The Ravens are, well, with Lamar Jackson, that's been their thing, obviously, is they can't advance. No, they're like Lamar Jackson's been better in the playoffs than he was early in his career, but that team so far is at times looked like they've looked unstoppable offensively at times during the regular season.
Yeah.
Do you remember Christmas Day last year? So that's the disparity between their performance in the playoffs versus in the regular season.
I
like that analogy.
Yeah, I do too. No, it's a good analogy. I'm looking at it like, all right, Aaron Judge has been bad in the postseason. Like, the Ravens have at least won a game, and you know they fumbled the ball. You know, whatever. But yeah, it's a decent analogy.
The other thing that I would point out is, as far as the Astros versus bad teams, there aren't that many bad teams in the AL this year. Yeah. Everybody's hovering around 500 other than the division leaders.
Yep.
So, I mean, you got the A's, you got the White Sox, you got the Orioles aren't even that bad. So it's, If that's what you're worried about, there actually aren't that many episodes to worry about for the rest of the season. They're facing largely a bunch of a hodgepodge of mush,
yeah,
500 caliber baseball
that
teams
are all in the mix for the playoffs. Now, this I didn't get to see any of the games against the Rockies because they weren't on TV in Jamaica. If you watch the Rockies series, you'll see what that listener means, is what a texter is saying. I guess, were they games that were like closer than they should have been, Seth, in that series? I mean, I know they went 2-1 in that series. Were they, did they let the Rockies hang around and play ball with them in that series?
I'm blanking on the
scores.
I don't
were
know.
Close. This, yeah. I mean, there were some close scores, I guess.
I don't, like, honestly, this is the problem, though. This is a team, like, the way the Astros are winning, yeah, they're going to lose to some good teams and some bad teams because they play close. Like, yeah, they're not going to rake all the time, yeah, consistently. So they're going to be one-run games. Yep. So I don't look at it as if you've got a high-powered offense that comes in and just, you know, you hit a shutout or you don't score any runs or something, that's playing down to a bad opponent. They're not a good offense.
Yeah.
They're a slightly below average offense,
yep,
right now.
Yep.
And that's the reality of the situation. So the underperformances have really come with bad pitcher performances. Yeah. You know, Lance's outing before this last one, that was a bad Lance McCullers performance.
Yep. All right, Payne and Pendergast.
That was Lance against the Rockies, right? When he let up his
He got shelled in a game. I know that.
Yeah, really, yeah. Like, that's on Lance. Like, yeah, Lance single-handedly lost that game for you.
Yep. That was the Cubs, I think. They lost like 12-3 or something like that. I think I'm pretty,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, that's right.
I think,
yeah,
I'm pretty sure. All right, how different is this Texans offense going to look? Two different young Texans players on Texans All Access said things, and they use the same word when it comes to what is Nick Caley bringing to this offense. We will have that for you coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.